This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's this sound?
Joy and festivities.
That is a truck carrying fireworks exploding on I-75 in Tennessee.
Ironic timing, Anna, as it's that special time of year right now where it's time for me to venture out and make sure that I get all the festivities, the explosives necessary to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
So Raven every year goes to great lengths to buy the perfect fireworks. And I am not a fan.
Nope.
I do not like fireworks.
Oh, definitely against sparklers and everything.
I don't like sparklers at all. They're like, that's like 700 degrees and burn children's hands. And
snakes, smoke bombs, anything like that.
Don't like them.
Don't like them.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I'm more like a mortar type guy and a cannon guy myself.
What I am into this year is drones. Like, I like the drone show. I think that's super fun. I think being able to make all the different images that you could actually see in the sky. Fireworks, in all honesty, not only are they dangerous, I think they're pretty boring.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You're in the minority as far as my friends and I are concerned. It's time for me to venture not one but two states away from my home to go ahead and get all the explosives that I need to make sure that my holiday is a very festive one. This year, I've got a couple advantages going on. Number one, I no longer smoke. So I don't need to worry about that while I'm traveling long distances with all those things. Number two, I think I can fit them in my air-conditioned vehicle as long as I put a fake face on the stack in the front seat.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, you know, with the air conditioning, it'll be good because it's going to be hot the next few days. Incidentally, speaking about the evolution of entertainment and fireworks, let me just mention the fact that my wife is also now best friends with ChatGPT, and I don't like it. She says to me yesterday, you know, I've been reading a lot about keeping them in the garage, and I think it would be safer to put them in the basement. And I said, you mean underneath where we sleep? And she said, yes. And I stopped talking after that.
Let's talk first about the explosion in Tennessee. Highway patrol officers stopped traffic in both directions, so everybody just got out of the cars and watched the show. The truck driver didn't have the required hazardous materials endorsement, so he got in trouble, but nobody was hurt, so that's the good news. And they got to see a free fireworks show in the middle of the highway.
Could have been me. Could have been me.
Right. I don't understand why you want to bring something into your home that could explode and start a fire.
Did Washington question the dangers when he crossed the Delaware? Did the pilgrims worry about scurvy when they were like, let's go to the new world?
Okay.
Did Lewis and Clark worry about what was going to happen to them when they said, let us venture west?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You do it because you can see it on the horizon, Anna. You know, man's dreams should outweigh his grasp or you know what I mean? They should be further away. We should always be grasping is what I mean.
The fact that this is the 250th birthday of America, does that mean anything different for what you're planning to buy?
I'm telling you right now, well, yes, the budget is up, as you might imagine.
I assumed.
Which was already sizable, but the budget is up. But also adding to the fun this year, I think I'll be getting an American shirt.
Oh.
Like a themed one, like one of them crazy ones you see online.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the colors, maybe button up. It might say 250 on it. I don't know.
I like that.
Or one of those ones that's got like the Constitution written on it or the Declaration of Independence, whichever one.
Mm-hmm.
I like those ones.
All right. Are you going to wear that flammable shirt that you bought on Amazon for $12.99 while you light the fireworks on fire?
I mean, chances are.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
This song's great.
You got your
Right. Are we going to listen to the whole thing right now?
I would like to.
I mean, I know that you, all of a sudden the last few days you're like living in childlike Toy Story world.
Well, it's everything I want.
Obsessed with the new Taylor song.
Oh.
It's not the Fountain of Youth. You can't be a child again, Anna. Oh. I'm sorry. But enjoy the movie.
No.
I'm sure it's going to be fun.
When you go see Toy Story, you're always a kid again. And this is like my favorite things all colliding together. Toy Story and Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift gave a surprise performance at the premiere of the Toy Story 5 event last night at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. She played piano. Mm. She sang her new song for the movie that's called I Knew It, I Knew You. But the second surprise is when the original songwriter from Toy Story, Randy Newman, showed up and sang that with her. It was lovely.
Great. You're going to cry?
Maybe.
Good. I mean, it was just nice.
Yeah.
It was just great. Thank you.
She says it's going to be the best Toy Story ever and that it's like magical.
Didn't they say that every time a new Toy Story came out? I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm sure it is going to be good.
Yep.
And the song is great.
Yep.
And I still think that she's getting married this weekend, possibly.
So here we go. Let's discuss that because mm-hmm. that's really the big question on many people's minds. And it's always the same thing when you bring up Taylor Swift because she's polarizing. You either love her and you want to know everything about her and you're a Swiftie, or you're like, who cares? Who cares about Taylor?
Well,
I care about Taylor. I care because I think she's a great role model. And I'm curious how she's going to pull this all off because... First, it was that June 13th, this coming Saturday, was going to be her wedding day. She was supposed to get married at Ocean House in Rhode Island, right next to her Rhode Island mansion.
It was a running theory, and I'm still subscribing to it somewhat.
Yep.
I'm not ready to discount that completely.
A few days ago, all of a sudden, at her mansion, mm-hmm. you could see from the beach pink fireworks.
Yeah.
What was happening? Who knows? Were they testing something? Maybe. Was it a gender reveal? That's one of the things where she's pregnant now. I don't necessarily think so. I think more plausible is maybe it was a bachelorette party.
Could have been.
Yeah, where she had all her friends. Remember, she
could be any one of those scenarios. Could be any one of those scenarios.
And if she's not getting married this weekend, what's been quote unquote publicly leaked is that the wedding's actually happening over 4th of July weekend, July 3rd, at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And she's expecting 1,000 to 1,200 guests there. And she's doing it because security can be really tight.
Yeah, hard for me to believe that, though.
I think it's both. I think that there may be a small, intimate event happening this weekend at Ocean House.
But Anna, this is what they call hedging your bets.
Right.
So make a decision. Which one is it?
I think she gets married for real this weekend. I think she has the big party with all her friends in a secure location in New York City on July 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? You're just going to agree with me?
No. I think that there's a very real chance that she gets married this weekend or next weekend. I don't believe that she will get married July 3rd in New York. They might have a party. There might be something there. On the other hand, they might take those buses that are supposedly going to transport guests, blacked out buses, and drive those around with nobody in them.
Maybe.
There's anything that's possible. New York is going to be very chaotic during that weekend. That could be part of the excitement or it could be part of the mess. So I think that there's still a very real chance she gets married this weekend.
Tom Hanks had some very good advice for her and Travis. Well, it's really advice for Travis for a successful marriage at the premiere because, you know, he's Woody.
Mm-hmm.
The man must make the waffles on Sunday.
Got that?
Okay.
Make the waffles
that
on
simple.
Sunday. That's all you got to do. Yeah. You can tell your best friends by which ones do the dumbest things with you.
Oh, yeah. That's
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, when you look around, and actually this week was National Best Friend Day. So if you didn't send a text or a meme or a reel or whatever, however you guys communicate to say happy Best Friends Day, you can still do it now. But Tom Hanks was on Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday night, and he was asked if he still gets together with Steve Martin and Martin Short because they're famously like three best friends.
Okay.
Every 5 years, that magic date comes around, and we get together and compete as to who is going to be able to be the last one to go to the bathroom.
What's he talking about? Colonoscopy day.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so they all schedule colonoscopies on the same day, or I guess the same doctor. They have the same doctor? I guess famous people have the same doctors.
Do you believe this, or do you just believe this to be a funny, ribbing story that he's telling about his friends, and he knows his friends will go with it? Because, I mean, honestly, coordinating three appointments for those guys seems weird. However, they are rich and famous. Maybe they have a doctor on call who just does colonoscopies for them whenever they want.
I think they do bits. I think so.
That's what I think.
I
think that it's bits. That they're just, you know, right.
I think they really do it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think they could say anything and then just the other one will go along with it in public. But okay.
I mean,
there's some advantages to that. Some people get a little bit nervous about their colonoscopy.
Actually, my best friend, speaking of best friends, is having her colonoscopy today. Good luck.
You should do it with her. Solidarity.
I know. We should.
You should have been ready for this.
I didn't even think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say that they do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how does it work? They all sit around.
We'll be playing cards. So you take this stuff that induces the sluice mechanism get that whole digestive system clean.
Right.
The first one to go gets the last choice of when you go in to get the colonoscopy.
I see.
And it's like, I gotta go! And then you go and you can't hold it.
And he says that he, Tom Hanks, can hold it the longest. So congratulations to him. Your dumbest friends that you have, like, this, you do the stupidest thing with. What is that thing? Because I have the same group of friends that we do two things that are so dumb that I can't even believe I'm going to talk about it on the air.
There's a lot of hijinks that surround the 4th of July with us. So, I mean, anything that's happening around explosives and that you've been drinking is stupid inherently.
Correct.
We grew up, you know, running from the police in our neighborhood, just not doing really anything wrong, but hanging out, sneaking out after hours and then going hanging out at this pond down by at our house and going insane. And then we would just get chased by the police. It was almost like you went out to get chased by the police and then you would like hide in bushes and whatnot after that.
It's
pretty
typical.
Tame nowadays. You know what I mean? Comparatively speaking, anyways.
I do the thing. I have three very good friends of mine who all live around the country. So once a year, we always get together for a girls' weekend.
Yeah.
And we all have to make the most offensive shirts possible for each other.
Oh, yeah. My wife does that with her girlfriends.
So we all wear shirts where I've walked around at clubs that say, I pooped today. And like, that's what I wear.
Congratulations. And you know how much our bosses love it when you talk about defecating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot. Great. That and then and that if I want to say that is the mildest shirt I've ever wore on this trip.
I was gonna say I've seen some terrible ones.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Talk about all sorts of aspects of people's lives.
And the other dumb thing that we do is that whenever we see a hideous piece of jewelry, like, you know, like sometimes you see something, you're like, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Somebody probably made it.
Yeah, no,
it's
probably
crafted.
We buy it and we mail it to each other with no explanation.
How
no
lovely.
Note. So sometimes you just go in the mail and you open it. It's like the ugliest necklace you've ever seen in your life. And then you have to wear it out and take a photo and send it.
Are these the same friends that sent you red leather pants when you
They did. Yeah. They did. Okay. Yeah, they're good. That's how you know you're good
now
friends.
Now I've got perspective.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My mom got robbed.
Oh, man. Like, seriously? Like, okay. What happened? Because I was about to get wild right there.
She's fine. No, she's totally
didn't get like
fine.
Confronted or
no,
anything like
she
that.
She didn't get confronted.
My wife got mugged one time.
That's
can you imagine
terrible.
How terrifying that is?
Awful. Awful.
It's horrible. When she tells me the story again, like, wow.
My parents have been in that situation because they own, you know, restaurants, pizzerias. Mm-hmm. So over the years, they've had to deal with.
A couple people come in.
Yeah. You know, all that bad stuff.
They don't know who they're messing with your dad.
I know, please.
They should be careful. I'm going to make you a deal. You turn around, I'll forget I saw you.
Yeah. But. But this time it sucked because she was by herself and you're like, she was by herself. So it was scary. Okay?
Yeah.
Mom, what happened when you went to the beach?
Oh, don't remind me. Mm-hmm. I got out of the car. I like my car. I got my phone. I got my keys, put my bag in the back seat. So I walked up about 30 minutes and then I stopped to get some, to drink some water. And in the car, I had my water bottle and I noticed that all the windows were down. And the sunroof. I'm like, that's weird. I never do that. So I immediately looked in the back of the car. My pocketbook was there. The wallet was there. I said, oh, great. I don't know what happened. I locked the car. I walked my other 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. So she doesn't realize. She thinks like something just happened to the car.
Right. So she goes on about her time.
Yeah. So
her
she visit. Goes. She does this thing where she walks 30 minutes. She stops at the car. She drinks her water. Then she goes walks another 30 minutes.
Sure.
So
okay.
She does it at the beach. She does it all the time. Like, I mean, for as long as
sounds
I can
like
remember.
It bothers you. Let's get back to the story about the robbing.
I'm driving home. I stop at the gas station. I pull out my wallet and I'm like, it's light. I opened it. All the cash was gone, and all my credit cards was gone.
They left. You want to know what, thieves? You didn't get the hidden money that was hidden in the other part, so duh. They didn't take the whole purse.
Yeah.
They
okay.
just cleaned out the wallet and then left the purse with the empty wallet in there.
They ring up her credit card. She have any problems with that?
I'm getting all these fraud alert. Mm-hmm. Apple Store, Target. So I called the police. I filed a report.
Did the police say, how they thought it could happen, how they could get the car to open all the windows and the sunroof?
Oh, yeah. They said they're professional. They could do that. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you know that they could use some kind of mechanisms that just unlocks your car and rolls down all the windows and opens the sunroof? Like, what the heck is that?
Well, the truth is that the remotes that are on your vehicle, they're pretty basic. It's like if you buy a shed for your house, one in every five shed keys. It's really kind of the same, actually. Remember they did this thing with certain cars, too, with keys for a while. So once they know how to duplicate those frequencies and whatnot, it's pretty easy for them to do. So they just drive in a parking lot. They see which doors open up, which, you know, lights blink on what cars, which emanate noise when they hit the buttons, and then they move. It's very interesting. I've never had anybody come after my car like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you know, if you go up to your car and all the windows are down, you didn't accidentally hit something.
Because,
you know, my key just lives in my purse. I guess, you know, it's just like the car magically knows that I'm there and then it unlocks.
Yeah, because, you press the button on the car or whatever. Yeah.
But the thing is like when you get things stolen from you, it's traumatic because she's fine.
Yeah.
She's 100% fine. But like she was scared. She's like, do they follow me? And all the things that come along with it.
But because you just don't expect yourself to be being watched or under attack or under breach or whichever way you want to look at it. You don't expect somebody to be surveilling you to make a move, you know, on your stuff. You think of yourself as relatively safe out there in the world, but there's people around you in your orbit that are like, let me get some.
She's never going to the beach again. She's never going for a walk again in her life. That's what she said.
I've had a lot of things stolen from me over the years, I have to say.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah.
What did they steal from you? How did they do it? And most importantly, did they catch them? 1-800-330-9999. These thieves, they robbed my mom.
Yeah.
It stinks, man.
It does stink, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, people taking advantage of people isn't cool altogether. When it's your mom, it's deeply personal.
Yeah, she was taking a walk at a park, and she walked back to the car to get a sip of water, and all the windows were down. And it turns out they have these fobs that are universal, and they were able to go in her wallet and steal our credit cards.
You know what? Thank God she didn't show up at that moment or whatever. There was no confrontation. It certainly could have been worse, but, you know, and give it up for, you know, listen, I know that a lot of these stories, they end the same way. Cops just can't find everybody. It's impossible.
It was nice that the cops, they went to her house to down with her and all that. But like, I mean, it happened to me too in the past. Like they don't catch them. And I'm always curious.
It's too many people.
Right. What did they steal from you and did they catch them and how did they do it? 1-800-330-9999. Tracy.
They did not get them after they stole my wedding ring. Because I was pregnant with my first daughter, I couldn't fit it.
Mm-hmm.
So they broke in through a window in the back of the house, and that and $20 was all they took.
Oh, my gosh. How terrible, right?
It's like, the worst.
It's such a violation in your home. You feel so unsafe. Your car is one thing, but your home, so much worse.
I had a similar situation. People were doing work on my house.
I was going to say, you invited them in like vampires.
Yeah, and they stole my wedding ring, and they stole like a bunch of my jewelry. And you want to know what? Like when your wedding ring gets stolen, that stinks because it's so important to you, and it has so much meaning, and it doesn't matter if you get a new one. You can't replicate that one from that day.
That's what my wife always says. The original is the one that matters.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that happened, Tracy, because it happened to me too, and it sucked.
Well, it was even worse because the diamonds were from my mom's ring.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst because it has sentimental meaning, and you can't replace that.
Right. Unfortunately, a lot of these stories, they end like that. Nobody gets caught, right?
Well,
there's no way to get them.
Yeah, they fired this contractor from my house, and I sued them.
But never saw the ring again.
No, I definitely never saw the ring again.
Tell us, what did they steal from you? What did they get?
So I was on a vacation and I went into a clothing store to try on clothing and I had my pocketbook inside the dressing room and it was a fancy store and I walked out into the main part to show my friends the outfit and when I got back into the dressing room, my pocketbook was there. I didn't think of anything. I bought clothes with my wallet and then we sat down to eat at a sushi restaurant and I went to check myself in.
Yeah.
Online, like tag myself on Facebook, and lo and behold, my phone wasn't there. My iPhone was stolen.
Yeah, they're that quick, you know, and bold. That's the thing that's kind of scary in that. I love also that you wanted to take us on a walk through your vacation. When people start talking about their vacations, they can't help but tell you everything that happened. You were like, and then I did this.
But here's the thing. When they steal your phone, I'm always terrified of my phone being stolen because I have important numbers.
I mean, everything's in there.
Right, but everything is in there. But I'm like, what if somebody steals my phone and calls the governor? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm
dude,
always
get
like,
out of here with like, that nonsense. How about your things? Finances or your children is what you should be more worried about.
But can you imagine?
You wanted to name drop the governor here?
I'm just saying, like, what if all of a sudden the governor is like, why is Anna Zapp pranking me?
How ridiculous. How ridiculous. I'm sorry, did they use your phone to call the governor? Did they use the phone?
No, I went to the Apple store to try to track them. I'm like, I'm going to get them. I'm going to do locate my phone, and I'm going to get them.
Did you get them?
So we went to the Apple store, and you know what happened?
What?
They were driving to Compton. It said in Compton.
Yeah, so then you
and
let
I
it go.
I didn't know Compton was in California.
So you let it
my
go.
Friend,
so you're like, you know what? Fine.
Right.
You
call were
the
like,
governor.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to
exactly.
mess with them.
It
right.
turns it into a brick.
Uh-huh. Suge Knight's got my phone. I'm going to leave this alone.
And Suge Knight called the governor.
I'm sure.
1-800-330-9999. What did they steal from you, and did they catch him?
I pull out my wallet, and I'm like, it's light. I opened it, all the cash was gone, and all my credit cards was gone.
They robbed my mom. They robbed my mama.
Not to get all in your business, does your mom normally carry a good amount of cash?
They took $200 from her.
Okay.
It was $200 in all our credit
could have been
cards.
Worse. Yeah. Could have been worse, for
yep.
sure.
Yep. So, my mom was robbed while she went for a walk at the park. She left her pocketbook in the back seat on the floor, you know, with the sweater over it, because us ladies think that the thieves don't know that.
That's high security.
That's, yep.
Right there. Nobody would ever look there.
And I can't even make fun of her or yell at her because I do it too. Ladies, we have to stop doing that. Like, we have to stop.
Yeah. I mean, professional thieves, they notice everything. They see everything, right? Yeah. So they know all those little things. I always ask people where you keep things in their house, and they're like, oh, my underwear drawer, this, that, whatever. I'm like, because nobody would ever look there.
Right. I don't know.
It's the first place. It's the literal first place.
When you get violated like that, she went back to her car. She was at a walk at the park. All the windows were down. She didn't think anything of it because the purse was in the back seat. She got to the gas station, went into her wallet. It was completely cleaned out.
Almost better to find out that way, though, than when she first got back, because she would have been freaked out looking over her shoulder.
She was scared after.
I'm sure.
What did it steal from you? That's what I want to know. What did the thieves get from you? How did they do it? And did they catch them? 1-800-330-9999. Barbara, what do they steal?
I had a Honda Civic. I had a dry vac. I had some clothes. The car was missing for 29 days.
Oh,
wow.
I took my bumper on the front of the car, the back of the car. They started stripping the car. Then a year later, the same car that was sat in front of the house, they tried breaking in the car with the steering wheel all apart to see if they could get the car down the road. Unfortunately, they didn't get the car with the car.
Wait a minute. So you got the car back after the first time it was stolen, minus the front and rear bumper after 30 days, 29 days. Then the car is sitting in the front of the house, and it didn't have a steering wheel, and somebody tried to steal it without a steering wheel?
Yep.
This is amazing. People really want that Honda Civic, man.
High value.
They wanted that Civic.
Joanne, what did they steal?
They actually stole my mother's car on Mother's Day last year.
Nice. Aww. That's very
no,
thoughtful.
They did not get away with it. It was the worst Mother's Day ever.
Yeah.
And they did not get away with it. The guy got caught the next day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, that's rare. I'll tell you right now.
You're the first person that they caught.
Yeah.
That we've talked to that they've actually been.
I mean, I had a car stolen, and the cops were just like, yeah, they're going to leave it somewhere. Yeah. And they did. You know, destroyed.
No, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? I went around to, like, all the tough guys in the neighborhood and, like, told them, like, somebody stole my mom's car. And they're like, on Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, hunted the car down. And the next day, the detective called and was like, oh, we have your mom's car at the precinct.
See that? You
That's
know
what?
You sometimes the neighborhood handles it better.
No, it's
right?
true. You got to say to all the toughest people in your neighborhood. But listen, we got to find this dude. That's how you get it done.
How do you know the tough people? Look for a guy who's got like a scar. What?
If they're wearing a tank top, that's where you start.
Oh, that's
where
tough. You start. Right. All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great day, Joanne.
Definitely. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye. Lisa, tell us, what did they steal from you? What did they get?
My husband's police badge.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, that's bad. You know, they do break into cop cars a lot. You wouldn't think so, Anna, but they
do. It wasn't even his cop car. It was my personal car. And
yeah.
I guess they figured it was their get-out-of-jail-free card. I don't know.
Well, right. When they know it's a cop, they're going for the equipment.
What happened?
For vests. They go for weapons. They go for the badge.
It was actually silly. My granddaughter and I were in my car in the garage, and we go into the garage, and she didn't lock the door. We went into the garage, hit the button, went in, and then it just went and cleared out everything. But in addition to my monetary stuff is my husband's police badge.
In your own garage, though, you think you're going to be safe. Like, that's understandable. I get that.
It's the best of the best facing off. Can valedictorians beat Raven?
All this week, it's high school valedictorians going head-to-head against Raven in high school trivia to see if they could take him down.
Yeah, it's been really, really tight competition. Not really.
No, the valedictorian has won every single day, Raven. Max, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations on being valedictorian.
Thank you.
What school do you go to?
I go to Oceanside High School.
Did you guys have your graduation yet?
No, not yet.
So big day is coming up here. What are you going to be doing with your life, Max?
I'm going to Harvard University.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right.
Do you have to give a speech?
You. Yeah, I do. I haven't written it yet, though.
What are you waiting for? I feel like as valedictorian, you don't seem like a procrastinator to me, especially if you're going to Harvard.
Maybe it's really
easy. I don't know. It's the end of senior year.
Yeah, it's true. Senioritis. I get that. I understand. You worked hard enough. Just don't check GPT at whatever you do.
Yeah, I'd probably not to.
All right. What do you want to study? What do you want to do?
I'm studying math, and I'm joining the Air Force through ROTC.
Fantastic. Wow. Congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
All right, Max. Well, no matter what, you're going to win this Amazon gift card so you can buy something, whatever you want, books or whatever makes you happy.
Jet.
Yeah, a jet. I think it's like $50. But in the meantime, let's play. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Yeah, you got it, man. Good luck.
All right, here we go, Max. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Max, I'm going to ask you these five questions that, according to the internet, every high school valedictorian should know. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
I would like you to know it doesn't matter how many you get right, because I would not know a single one of these, okay?
Okay.
Number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
It's Hamlet.
Number two, what particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
Proton.
Number three, which branch of government interprets laws?
Interprets laws is the judicial branch.
Number four, what is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
Seismology.
And number five, what is the capital of Australia?
Capital of Australia? I think it's Sydney.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. You did pretty awesome.
Thank you.
4 out of 5 for Max.
Yeah, I think it was smart.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go.
And he did it really fast. He did like 13 seconds.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's possible.
Great.
All right, number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
That's, now I'm all spun out just from you telling me his results. That's Macbeth?
No.
No, it's Hamlet.
Too late.
Oh, come on. Too late.
I just said no.
It's Hamlet.
It is Hamlet.
All right,
number two. What particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
An electron.
A proton.
Oh, gosh.
Number three. Come what on, branch man. Of government interprets laws? Max feels so bad for you.
the judicial.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
I mean,
nice,
if I had just slowed down. All right. I'd be in this fight.
He was already done by now.
Shush.
Number four. What is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
I don't know. Seismic activity. I don't know.
Seismology.
Seismology.
Right. Yes.
You got me all worked up over here.
I don't know why.
I could have been in these.
Relax.
Keep going.
Okay. What's the capital of Australia?
Brisbane?
No.
Sydney?
No.
Melbourne?
No.
Gosh, what is it?
Canberra.
I was definitely not going to guess that. All right, you won it, Max.
Max, 4-1 today. Congratulations. Enjoy this gift card and good luck in the future.
Thank
We're
you.
So proud of you.
And I feel like a dope.
Thank you very much.
Raven for the past, Sophia for the new. One born to clash, one born to move. Generation wars, let it begin. Raven versus Sophia, who takes the win?
A new game. It's called Generation Wars. Raven representing Generation X. Sophia representing Generation Z.
Woo!
All right, here's how it's going to work. I have had Hayden create a bunch of questions, my 17-year-old daughter, about Generation Z that she will ask you, Raven.
Are you okay? Are you going to be all right? You're guiding us through this and you sound confused.
No, I'm not. I just get confused between X and Z.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to screw up the letters.
Yeah, I'm older. She's younger. Yeah. I think that Raven's much is
old,
clear.
Yeah, Raven's old. Sophia's young.
I'm not old. I'm older than her.
Each of you get five questions. If you get the question wrong, the other person has a chance to steal to get the point. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I like it.
I have written the questions for Sophia because I am also older. Not as old as Raven, though. Let's make that perfectly clear. All right. First question goes to Raven.
What does NPC stand for in video games?
Non-player. Non-playing character. Non-player character. Non-player character.
I'll give it to you, yes.
Yes!
All right.
Wow! Ooh.
All right, Sophia, here we go. Question number one. What was the name of the talking car driven by Michael Knight?
I don't even know who Michael Knight is.
Oh, my gosh. Soaring with your ignorance.
All right, Raven?
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to ring in anyways because it feels good.
Yes.
Kit was the name of the car.
Kit
Michael Knight was the star of Knight Rider.
All right.
Seriously.
Moving on. Ready?
What coffee chain drink became famous through TikTok customization videos?
You got to be faster.
Oh, the unicorn thing. The unicorn frappe.
Sophia, I'm not going to accept that because that's not the same thing.
What?
What is the right one?
I have no clue.
The pink drink from Starbucks.
Oh.
Yeah. The pink drink from Starbucks is different than the unicorn drink.
Yeah. Yeah. The unicorn one is purple or blue. And the unicorn is back this summer, so maybe Hayden should pay attention.
Sophia. Okay.
Yeah.
Which singer was known as the Material Girl?
Madonna.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
Good. Respect.
What toy line featured collectible dolls hidden inside surprise balls?
Oh, that's that. Furbies?
No.
No, it's not Furbies.
Sophia?
Oh, my God. I'm terrible. Surprise dolls.
Close, but not close enough.
No, I mean, she just said surprise dolls.
LOL surprise.
What?
LOL surprise is what I was looking for.
That is
you guys are really not
doing
very well.
That is a dumb name for a doll, by the way.
Sophia, what was the name of the video game character whose mission was to rescue Princess Zelda?
What? I don't know.
Raven?
Link.
Link is correct.
Yes!
All right.
Running away with it now.
All right, let's do
Making
one
it look
last
easy.
One last one.
All right,
what does Chud mean?
What does Chud mean?
Oh, wait. There's that. I seen this dude, this character. You know what? I don't know.
Sophia, what does Chud mean?
I think Chud means like a loser.
Kinda.
It's like a dove, a person.
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence? Do I look like a Chud? Or you could say, he's chudding around. It means like he's just uglying around. He's uglying around.
Oh, that's sad.
Like moseying, like barely there. Whatever.
Meh.
I saw some dude labeled as a chud contractor. He looked like a very nice individual. But
congratulations to Raven. He took the first time we've ever played Generation Wars.
Yes!
Terrible.
Thank you very much.
If you're a nosy person, these are the kind of things that drive you crazy. When people post the cryptic videos or the cryptic photo or the prayers needed or just somebody like a foot in a hospital bed and you're like, what is going on? That's why I was so surprised when I saw this.
Gymnastics icon Simone Biles is recovering from a health scare. The 7-time Olympic gold medal winner posting on Instagram over the weekend, almost dying, wasn't on my bingo card, sharing an image that appears to be 3 hospital wristbands. Biles adding, this was one of, if not the scariest experiences of my life.
All right. Can we cut the chase now? Just tell me what happened.
She did not go into details. Biles later posting a picture from her bed where she's been resting with her dogs, attaching an image of her heart rate.
She did the thing. She did the thing.
I mean,
what
is she doing
died.
All of a sudden?
She almost died, but she'll say she would clarify it. This happened over the weekend. I've been checking every day.
Yeah.
And there's no update.
She hasn't told us yet?
No.
Oh, this is nonsense, man. Jamie Foxx was the only one that got to get away with this because he actually like went to a hospital for like a month and people thought he was going to die. Simone Biles, I don't know. There's been some kind of this, some look at me stuff since the Olympics.
I love Simone Biles. I really do.
I didn't say I didn't like her. I like her quite a bit. But what is this?
Almost dying wasn't on my bingo card.
and then no information.
And that's it.
That's how you sour me on somebody right there, man. Like, you start playing games with me like that, and I just don't appreciate that.
It's hard for me to understand that because I always say, then don't post it.
Right.
If this is something you don't want to talk about and is private to you, 100%. That's okay. I mean, we have every right as human beings not to post everything on social media. But then why give that breadcrumb and not the rest?
Because obviously you're doing it for attention at that point.
I don't know.
Like, you know what? You're not doing that to share. That's not therapeutic. You're doing that for attention.
Around here, we want to hear the story. We want to hear the story.
Of course.
You almost died, but you didn't. What happened? What happened? Raven, you got a story. You almost died.
I mean, I got a million stories where I almost died. Yeah. One of the best ones would be is like when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old, I had this 10 speed that was seriously made for like a grown man. No question about it. Seat way too tall, could barely reach the pedals. And we had a massive hill in my neighborhood. And we would ride down it. We would race our bikes down it. And it also had speed bumps. And on a regular bike, BMX, oh, your boy catch some air, do a little thing. You know what I mean? We had a speed bump right in front of my house. I hit that thing on the 10 speed, pulled the wrong brake, and went over the handlebars and slid about 30 yards on my face and the side of my body. It was like the day school got out, too. It was the beginning of summer vacation. I then crawled back to my house with the asphalt falling out of my skin.
Disgusting.
And you know how it folds up when it rips off?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, all that. My mom had to drag me to the hospital. There was blood all over the Oldsmobile Velour.
Mm.
And I spent the entire summer soaked in vitamin E.
Wow.
I almost died.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But I didn't.
You didn't.
Look at me. Here I am.
How about you? When did you almost die, but you didn't? And you'll tell us the whole story. 1-800-330-9999. You almost died, but you didn't.
It was close.
Simone Biles posted a picture of her in a hospital bed and just said, almost dying wasn't on my bingo card. No further explanation.
I mean, what is that? It's been a week now at this point, all ominous and whatnot.
Well, we want to hear your story. We want to find out what happened. 1-800-330-9999. Eric, you almost died, but you didn't.
All right, so you know how they have all these horrible blizzards where they get really heavy snow?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Basically, back in the day, we had 18 inches of snow, and I was shoveling it all by hand.
Yeah.
And, like, my heart was racing and whatnot, but I was just doing, like, massive amount of houses. And, like, I felt like I was going to, like, have a heart attack.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I almost did, but I didn't.
But you, okay. So, you didn't actually go to the hospital. They said, sir, you had a heart attack.
No, he just,
but
I
you
think
just
it.
Felt like you were going to have a heart attack.
Well, you know, when you're shoveling it and you're like going at
it. No, I know it sucks. Yeah.
Floor, like, you're a monster.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but yeah.
Could die,
and your coworker tells you, like, hey, you okay?
Right.
Right. Like, are you all right? You're like, yes, thank you. Thank you for asking. I'm fine.
And then 10 years later, you called us.
Right.
Okay. Thanks,
Eric. Yep.
Not sure exactly if that was what we were looking for, but, you know, it's in the spirit of it.
I thought about dying, but then I just, nothing happened.
Wouldn't it have sucked if I died here?
Yeah.
Right? No, then I didn't. Right. Luke, tell us about that time that you almost died, but you didn't.
So I was driving dump trucks, tractor trailers for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I'm passing the train track, the gate comes down. So I put it in neutral. And then the shifter on that truck was really weird. It would sometimes not go back into gear.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't get it into reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And the train's coming, the bell's ringing. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm going to be that guy on the news who was the dummy who got smacked by the train.
Thank God for
Luckily,
saying it.
I kid you not.
Yeah.
5 seconds left. I got it in gear, got in reverse. And I had to pull over to the side of the road for quite a bit. I was shaking.
Yeah.
You know, let me just ask the question. The gate comes down behind you. Why do you put it in neutral? At that point, break the other gate. That's all I'm saying
until
is drive it.
Until you're in that position, you can't. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on driving.
All right. Luke, congratulations. You almost died, but you didn't.
But you didn't.
You
but
didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah. It was close.
Yeah. Thanks, Luke. Thanks. Have a great day.
Patty, you almost died, but you didn't.
What happened?
When I was in second grade, I actually had food caught in my lungs that was there over a period of time. I was out running around one day, and I came in. I'm like, Mom, I'm breathing so heavy. My chest was caving in. Rushed to the hospital, and they had to do an emergency tracheotomy because it was food that was enlarged in my lungs for, I'm going to say, a couple of weeks.
Oh, my
God. That's crazy, right?
I didn't know.
And I almost died. I was purple, the doctor said.
Wow. Yeah.
But you didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you still don't know. Do you know what kind of food it was?
Right.
Broccoli, what?
Can you recognize it?
That's the funny thing, because I'm 62 years old now.
Right.
So that
still don't know what kind of food it was. Right.
I don't know what got stuck in there, but it was something that allowed me to breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But, very strange.
Could have been a Cheeto.
No, probably Teddy Graham.
Teddy Graham's solid. Cheeto is like air-filled.
We're talking 54 years ago.
Well, I mean, what? Cheetos weren't invented? Don't downgrade Cheetos.
No one knows when Cheetos were invented. Actually, that's not true. The internet knows.
Have a great day, Patty. Thank you. We're glad you didn't die, but you almost did.
1948.
Cheetos were out there. See, it could have been a Cheeto.
It was probably a Cheeto.
Right. Yeah. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Chelsea and Eric. Chelsea, what's going on?
So we've got a fourth grader, and we've had some problems with his teacher throughout this school year. I haven't really, been a fan of her particularly. She's kind of arguing with our son. He's constantly being, reprimanded for speaking out on things he believed. We definitely teach him, freedom of speech, exercise your voice. Now we're at the end of the school year. So basically, all the moms in the class are trying to pull together to buy the end of the year gift. Eric, he's not going for it. He's like, with all the problems that we have throughout the school year, we're not going to invest any money in a gift for her. But I kind of feel like that even though, we didn't have the best of school years, he still learned. He still was on the AB honor roll. So it was still a success in my book, minus, some hiccups. So I feel like we should still buy her a gift, and he's against it.
Eric, elaborate.
Well, I just don't think it makes sense to contribute to a teacher who, in my opinion, was doing my son wrong. Mm. The other thing to consider, too, is that the form clearly says that the whole class will not even know who did the contribution. So why would we contribute to something when they wouldn't even know that we helped them anyway? Like, who cares about this teacher? My son's not going to be there anymore. He's going to be going on to another class.
Yeah.
And, I don't think it's something that we need to do. That we could, save a few dollars. But on principle, I don't feel like it's wise to support someone who I think was not doing right by my son.
Like, I get what you're saying. I understand all of what you're saying. But I know the type of person I am, and I probably would have just did it.
Well, that's the whole thing.
And not even thought about it.
Right? You bring up an interesting point, Eric, is that I like that the room teachers say that the gift will be from the whole class, whether or not you contribute.
Yeah, but they'll still know. Everybody will know. The parents will know.
I mean, the parents that,
they're going to discuss. Those that put it together.
There's some people that financially cannot afford it, and I like that they put that offer.
Okay, that's one thing, right. But I think this is about a message. Right, this is about a message.
Right, so the fact that you don't want to do anything extra, the thing that you don't want to do that because you figure, like, she's never going to know, why we got to give her our $15 or whatever you want to put in, $25.
Exactly.
To me, it's just as likely that, honestly, if I'm not going to contribute, it's because I want them to know. It's because I want the other moms to recognize the fact that I didn't believe that teacher was good to my child or the others. It's about the message that it sends, even though it's not supposed to send a message. But you know what? In reality, there's also a sick part in my brain. This is the kind of crazy person I am. That's like, I'm not going to let them know they got the best. They got me thinking about it all, that they took up any space in my head, that they were living rent-free or whatever, so I'm just going to pay it anyways and be like, sure, whatever.
I think you got to give a gift to the teacher no matter what, whether or not you like them,
yeah,
right?
Not all teachers are great, though.
It's true.
The truth is that there are teachers that do fail your kids from time to time, and they might be perfectly good teachers to other kids, but for some reason, sometimes that does happen.
It's a pretty simple question. If you did not like the teacher that your child had this school year, would you contribute to a class gift or even getting them a gift at all?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you don't like the teacher that your child had this year, would you still contribute to the end of year gift for the class?
I think it's got to be something more than just personal, right? Personal interaction. You got to feel like there's an actual failure going on there. And that's exactly Eric's position. He says, this teacher failed my son, challenged my son in a way that was not beneficial to them, right? Wasn't, you know, doing that. Just made their life not fun, made the school experience not fun for them. Why aren't you going to reward them in that situation? But Chelsea says everybody else does.
Well, because Eric says, like, he brings up a good point. It's like, they're going to sign the kid's name anyway. It doesn't matter. I don't want you to give her my $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Chelsea's got a point. Like, you're just not going to contribute. I hate when parents don't respond to the emails. They don't do the things. You know, like, you're part of the classroom.
Right, but you can make the decision not to contribute and say, listen, I'm not going to do it because of this reason.
Right, but do you have to explain yourself? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi. I think anytime you can get a gift for a teacher that you should, you know, sometimes you learn more from a teacher that's not your favorite teacher.
And, you know what?
You know, the teacher...
That actually, there's some truth to that.
I think if you have a real issue with a teacher, you might want to discuss it with the teacher.
You know, it's one thing to have somebody that challenges you as a student, right? And you might not like them. It might feel adversarial. It's something else for a teacher to make not only the child's life more difficult, but the parent's life difficult.
There's a difference.
Yes.
There is a 100% difference. And I think that this is not one person that they can rely on. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? If you didn't like your child's teacher, do you still give them an end-of-the-year gift? Because Chelsea says we have to contribute to the class gift. Everybody does, but her husband certainly does not agree.
Yeah, Chelsea agrees that, you know what, it hasn't been a very pleasant year, this fourth grade experience. They don't necessarily love the teacher, but her students still did great. You know, their son still did good. His grades were good, even though he wasn't happy most of the year dealing with his teacher. So she says, whatever, I'll just do it anyways. It's not a lot of money, but Eric says, why? Why would we send a signal that we appreciate the work that she did when we don't?
Not all teachers are great. Many are. Many shape your future and mold who you are. But
sure,
not all of them are like that.
And sometimes great teachers miss the mark with certain students. Sometimes there's just a thing that doesn't work.
But Eric says they're going to sign the whole class's name anyway. Who cares? Just don't send anything and that's it. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kelly, whose side are you on?
I have a couple of background questions because the mom saying that she told her son to use his voice makes me want to question what was going on initially. The kid wasn't a saint, is from what it sounds like, and the parents don't want to give a gift. That's fine, but why does the, unless it's an exorbitant amount of money, why is it a conversation between the husband and wife? If it's a $20 gift, just contribute and say nothing.
Right.
Well.
So you have a side. Your side is hers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, Bonnie, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
So I'm going to have to go with the dad. And just because I feel like if you don't feel like the teacher poured into your child, then you don't owe them a gift or a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to go the extra mile, I would make it verbal to the people who were collecting the money. Like, listen, I don't feel comfortable putting in for whatever reason. But, yeah, I would definitely go with the I'm keeping my money and maybe buying my kid another book or something.
Yep. Thanks, Bonnie.
I get what you're saying. Mary, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I am totally on the husband's side. Honestly, you know, teachers don't care about that stuff. Nice that they get something, but they're just happy that they'll have the summer off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're teaching your kid freedom of speech and everything else, sticking up for himself, then, you know, it's just stick to your gun. Well, not that, but stick to your principles.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Eric, our audience agreed with you today. Don't give her anything. She didn't impact your child in a way that you thought was beneficial. There was a lot of ups and downs. I think most people agree that there are such things as good teachers and bad teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't feel like she did anything great for your child, there's no need to give a gift at the end of the year.
I agree. On top of that, my son's moving on. He won't even be taught by her again. Yeah. So why do we really be giving her that kind of energy? I'll tell you, hey, let's move on.
Regardless of the reasons or the hows and the whys, there's multiple people that agree with you for different reasons too, right? So, you know, if you didn't like the work somebody did for you, if you thought that they had something out for your child or whatever at times, if that's how you felt, if you felt that they weren't encouraging, but instead were disparaging, then no tip is required.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's it. Bring the salads. Bring the entree. Bring me the box. We're out of here. Thanks.
Totally agree.
Chelsea, you're going to be cool with that? I got to kind of got to roll with it.
I'm okay with it. You know, it is what it is. I'd rather have peace in my house than disagreements with the teacher. Not the school year is over. She's still going to get a gift. Maybe the fifth year will be different.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescore@annonraven.com.
It's the best of the best facing off. Can valedictorians beat Raven?
All this week, it's high school valedictorians going head-to-head against Raven in high school trivia to see if they could take him down.
Yeah, it's been really, really tight competition. Not really.
No, the valedictorian has won every single day, Raven. Max, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations on being valedictorian.
Thank you.
What school do you go to?
I go to Oceanside High School.
Did you guys have your graduation yet?
No, not yet.
So, big day is coming up here. What are you going to be doing with your life, Max? What's coming next? Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Harvard University.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right.
Do you have to give a speech?
Yeah, I do. I haven't written it yet, though.
What are you waiting for? I feel like as valedictorian, you don't seem like a procrastinator to me, especially if you're going to Harvard.
Maybe it's really
easy. I don't know. It's the end of senior year.
Yeah, it's true. Senioritis. I get that. I understand. You worked hard enough. Just don't check GPT at whatever you do.
Yeah, I thought not to.
All right. What do you want to study? What do you want to do?
I'm studying math, and I'm joining the Air Force through ROTC.
Fantastic. Wow. Congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
We need more kids like you.
All right, Max. Well, no matter what, you're going to win this Amazon gift card so you can buy something, whatever you want, books or whatever makes you happy.
Jet.
Yeah, a jet. I think it's like $50. It's not going to get you very far. But in the meantime, let's play. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Yeah, you got it, man. Good luck.
All right, here we go, Max. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Max, I'm going to ask you these five questions that, according to the internet, every high school valedictorian should know. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
I would like you to know it doesn't matter how many you get right, because I would not know a single one of these, okay?
Okay.
Number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
It's Hamlet.
Number two, what particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
Proton.
Number three, which branch of government interprets laws?
Interprets laws is the judicial branch.
Number four, what is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
Seismology.
And number five, what is the capital of Australia?
Capital of Australia? I think it's Sydney.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. You did pretty awesome.
Thank you.
4 out of 5 for Max.
Yeah, I think it was smart.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go.
And he did it really fast. He did like 13 seconds.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's possible.
Great.
All right, number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
That's, now I'm all spun out just from you telling me his results. Isn't that one, that's Macbeth?
No.
No, it's Hamlet.
Too late.
Oh, come on, too late.
I just said no.
It's Hamlet.
It is Hamlet. All right, number two, what particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
An electron.
A proton.
Oh, gosh.
Number three, branch of government interprets laws? Max feels so bad for you.
the judicial.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
I mean, if I had just slowed down. All right. I'd be in this fight.
He was already done by now.
Shush.
Number four, what is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
The what?
The study of earthquakes. What's it called?
I don't know. Seismic activity? I don't know.
Seismology.
Seismology.
Right.
Yes. You got me all worked up over here.
I don't know why.
I could have been in these.
Relax.
Keep going.
Okay. What's the capital of Australia?
Brisbane?
No.
Sydney?
No.
Melbourne?
No.
Gosh, what is it?
Canberra.
I was definitely not going to guess that. All right, you won it, Max.
Max, 4-1 today. Congratulations. Enjoy this gift card and good luck in the future.
Thank
We're
you.
So proud of you.
And I feel like a dope.
Thank you very much.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.